So, is this on?
We would simply like to say thank you and welcome you to WrestleMania!
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Can we just talk about this shirt for a second? Because
yeah, we can.
Look, a lot of shirts are black in wrestling, right?
Right.
And I've worn three in a row that were not. Because I have the Mets one, which I cherish, my favorite wrestling shirt.
Yes.
Mr. and Mrs. Met holding the titles from WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Then I have the Hogan one you got me. What you going to do with the yellow?
Uh-huh.
And I think I wore the Johnny Gargano one, the yellow one.
You did.
So it's like blue, red, yellow. I like when we can wear colors to wrestling shirts because they're rare.
Right.
This is amazing. It's so colorful.
Right.
It's Rock and Sock, two of the best wrestlers ever.
I love the color.
Rock and Sockos.
Rock and Sockos.
It looks kind of like Bootios, but
yeah.
It's the Rock.
It's the same thing, just different packaging.
And too bad it didn't come in a cereal box.
There's some days where
but it did.
Of course.
There's
I should hang it behind me.
Right.
There's some shows where we're all wearing, I'm wearing a blue shirt.
Yeah.
Eric's wearing a red shirt, you're wearing a yellow shirt, and it's just like a bright episode on YouTube.
Right.
It's like very
vivid
colors. Yeah. Turn your color schemes on your TV settings to vivid.
Right. Well, when we do that, it's like we're supporting that Survivor Series from 1 year, Raw versus SmackDown versus NXT. Who's rooting for who, obviously.
Yeah. Did you buy your SmackDown shirt?
No.
That just says SmackDown?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pre-podcast, how many wrestling shirts did I own?
Oh,
one.
I don't know.
Maybe one.
One Shawn Michaels.
And I got that. You had that Shawn Michaels one that
that's
came
before.
With the DVD I got you.
Right.
And that's it, probably.
And now I probably have at least 15. And the cool thing is I just rotate them.
Right.
I don't wash them very often, except for when we go to an event, because I usually come from the gym.
Yeah.
I put it on, I get home, and 2 hours later, I take it off.
Right.
And it's just a rotation. I'm surprised the fans haven't caught my shirt rotation yet. But I just went through the colorful rotation.
There are weeks, because I just wear those shirts anyways, but there are weeks where I'm like, I probably wore this last Tuesday, didn't I?
I deal with the same thing.
There's one that you wear a lot that's a good shirt. I think it's the, don't you have one with Sean and Razor? That one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't worn that one in a while, though.
The homage one.
That's a red one.
But I love wearing the Mets one, especially during baseball season.
Yeah.
I love your shirt today. It's nice.
Thank you.
I got a...
like my new hat?
Oh, yeah.
I got nothing for $2.99.
You like my bowls? No.
I got a mask from Roosevelt, someone who makes that Undertaker shirt.
Yeah.
And it's USA Macho Man. Mm-hmm. And it's got those little designs all over it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm pretty happy with that.
Do yourself a favor, and you can allow this because I haven't really pushed the store in a while.
Yeah.
But let your beard get really puffy and your neck really puffy.
Uh-huh.
And come to the new barber that we have. She's amazing. That's what I'm doing. I'm letting it all grow out.
Oh, yeah?
So she can come and just kind of make it perfect. There'll be a nice tight line here.
Ooh.
It'll look amazing.
I think I realize what you guys are doing.
Tight lines are tight.
Yes. Yeah.
I think I figured out what you guys are doing right now.
What?
You're delaying the inevitable because you know what we have to do. I mean, we have to recap SmackDown, then we have to recap the shit show that
was
Monday Night
Raw.
Damn
it, I was hoping I can get to an hour and a half of
nothing talk.
Yeah,
no, we have to.
And then Andrew just goes, fan questions.
No, we have to talk about it.
Challenge accepted. I'm going to filibuster the podcast.
I mean, the longer... Yeah.
Anyway,
either way, it's coming.
Tune up, let's see. This girl that... no, I'm just kidding. It's...
Hey, so instead of doing that, why don't we recap the Stone Cold biography?
Yeah,
I started off wrestling when I was 21 years old. I was in college and I was I couldn't pass algebra and I was like, God dang, I can't understand these numbers.
And that's what really made me think about getting in the business.
The business. Thinking about getting the wrestling business. I watched one match and I was hooked. I was hooked instantly. I was like, damn.
I need the business in my veins.
He always starts every podcast and Broken Skull sessions. He'd be like,
welcome, Chris Jericho. You know, we had a phone conversation. I was like, God dang, what's going on? What do you have on the show?
Right. Yeah, they're like, we were talking for about an hour.
Because he doesn't want to curse, so he says God dang instead of God damn.
But I mean,
God
they
dang.
Cuss and they just, they...
Right.
They don't bleep it. They just silence it.
I don't listen to the radio, let's say, per se, much anymore, but
what's a radio?
Someone had the radio on, and then a Stone Cold Tide commercial came on. This was yesterday.
On the radio.
And he was like, yeah, listen, you know, Todd, you got to use Todd because Stone Cold said so. And I'm like, what a weird product.
Wow.
Well, Stone Cold said so. I better use these Tide.
I think I already used Tide.
Throw out all that other crap.
Like, why get Stone Cold to, like, they're, like, probably the number one product, right? If, like, I don't know if he's outselling Tide when it comes to laundry detergent.
Yeah.
But you get Stone Cold to be like, no, use it because I said so. Okay.
It's all subliminal, you know? Like, if you're a new homeowner and this is your first home and it's like, oh, I got to get laundry detergent. And then you go to the store and then you see Tide. And then you remember Stone Cold was in that Tide commercial.
Yeah, Stone Cold said.
And you're like, all right, Stone Cold said so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. I'll help the WWE.
And
I'll
buy fucks all your clothes up.
Yeah.
Imagine.
All your clothes are ruined.
I said I'm just going to raise some hell. Raise some hell in the laundry room.
Yeah.
And just to even out that statement so we don't get sued, I love Tide. Works great.
They taste fantastic.
They taste great.
Yeah.
So I can't wait for the new flavor to come out.
Yeah. Oh, rainbow again? All right. So we have some new patrons to thank.
Yeah.
So thank you to John Stevic.
John.
Gerardo Serrano.
Gerardo.
Kyle Wooden.
Kyle.
Wooden.
Oh, yeah. Put it in.
Nice one, Kyle. Nice joke. You didn't think I wasn't going to catch it, but I caught it.
I don't get it.
Joseph Escobar, Santos Escobar's long lost brother.
Yes.
Surge, aka Surge and Destroy.
That's fun.
And then Deb Ugar getting a year sub.
All right.
So thank you very much, Deb Ugar.
Locked in for a year.
I thought maybe that would be something. I'm not sure.
Huh, interesting.
Maybe not.
Guess not.
Yeah.
Say it faster.
Deb Ugar.
Deb.
No, I don't think so. Nope. So thank you for the year sub, Deb Ugar. I'm sure that's your legal name.
Yeah.
And go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling, just like these six fine people did.
Yeah. We got to get our monthly out.
Yes. Oh, yes, we do. That's right.
Yeah.
We don't have much time left.
No.
We also have to figure out what the fuck that's going to be.
I'll take May. Give me until May, since it's already end of April and I've got a lot going on. I'm traveling.
Okay.
But, like, give me, I'll do May.
We have one or two brackets that are out there that have already available if we want to do that.
I put out a couple like a classic, like I think the Raw where Shane got his balls electrocuted.
Right, but what else happened on that episode?
Yeah, I don't want to do a whole episode just from that.
So, or we could do a
show about balls.
The King of the Ring where it's Shane versus Kurt.
Look, yeah. I've always wanted to do like just a show. Like, we were about to talk, we could have just talked for an hour about stuff going on in our lives.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do a show where it's just like we're updating everyone of what's going on in our lives. I'm trying to buy a house, you know, like, who knows? Like,
that's hilarious.
It's just stuff to talk about. I'm sure.
And that's it. That's all I got.
Fun things. That's a show. No, I'm just saying, like, we could do a show about just things, maybe a movie, a Marvel show, a football show we've talked about, like, possibly just trying one and seeing how it goes.
I feel like if we do, like, update on our talk, we'd have to have like by a fireplace and like comfy chairs, you know,
fireside chat.
Yes, exactly.
State of the podcast.
What's wrong with wrestling fireside chat?
Yeah.
We also want to give a shout out to Chris Klimaszewski for buying a pizza shirt.
Yes. Pizza.
So thank you very much, Chris. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. To get one of those, or like the one Joe's wearing, kick out, spear, pin, repeat.
The original gangsta.
You know?
OG.
That's exactly what he did at WrestleMania, so it's still relevant.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Still relevant.
We didn't think it was going to be, but it is.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, and then it was featured on the Royal Rumble in Houston.
Yes.
All right, so SmackDown opens with Michael Cole. He introduces his new broadcast partner, Pat McAfee. All right.
Yay.
All right, very good. One show, he's already the best commentator in all of wrestling.
Facts.
Look, I love that he's there. I think he's going to be great. I don't love his voice. His voice is very high. A lot of times you can't really hear what he's saying. I didn't love it. I just think he still has to practice a little bit to get into
his own. No.
I think you're confusing Pat McAfee with the guy on Raw.
No, he wasn't sure if he wanted to be a heel or a face. He was kind of like towing the line a little bit.
Well, he probably
He'll get better.
Screaming at him the entire
time. Maybe. I'm saying he will get better. We love him. He's a great personality.
First show.
I just think he still needs to kind of do some practice.
Well, they say that he's not being produced by Vince where everyone else is. So he definitely sounds different than anyone else.
Right.
Like, he has free range to kind of say whatever.
Yeah, right.
So that's definitely a plus.
A huge plus.
He's already better than Michael Cole is after 20-something years.
For sure.
commentating. But no, I thought he was funny. He had a lot of good stuff to say.
Yep.
So, all right, Roman Reigns comes out with Jey Uso and Paul Heyman. By the way, you can't really, I mean, Pat, don't forget, Pat McAfee follows our podcast on Twitter. So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Let's cool it down.
I'm just saying he'll get better. I'm excited he's there. I said that.
Sure. I don't want to lose that follow, Jeff.
I don't want to get sued, so I absolutely love Pat McAfee. He is the best commentator in all of wrestling right now.
Yeah. I mean, he is.
I wish he would be himself, like make fun of Michael Cole when he's being stupid.
He'll get there.
So anyways, Roman's about to talk, but then pumped in, "You suck" chants stop him.
Oh, wow.
And he has to sell as if that's really happening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like everyone in their fucking living room, movie room.
Does everyone not know this?
Is chanting "You"? Of course they do.
Everyone knows it, that they're pumping in everything.
Yeah, but except for the people this show's, you know, they want it to be for, like 5-year-olds.
Yeah, right.
Right.
He just had to take a trip down memory lane to that Raw after Mania.
Right.
When he beat Taker.
Yeah.
And just had to stand
like,
there.
It was literally just like, fuck you, right. Fuck you,
Chase. Right. Please go die.
For like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So Heyman recaps Roman retaining the Universal Championship at WrestleMania, gets Edge and Daniel Bryan. Neither of them are here because I guess they both got the concerto. So
sure.
They're going to be out a week or two. Roman says, "Nobody wants to face me after they saw what I did to those men." Then the music hits and Cesaro comes out and gets face to face with Reigns.
Hell yeah.
Cesaro gets a mic from a crew member, but Reigns and friends leave. And Cesaro's upset. Backstage after the break, Cesaro tells Adam Pearce and Sonya Deville that he wants a match against Reigns tonight. Sounds like he's going to be like, "Oh, I don't know about that." But Sonya steps over him and says, "Oh, let me talk to Roman and I'll let you know."
So I guess she's sitting at that table too.
Oh, yes, she
Maybe.
Is. And Pearce Maybe. Again is like, "What the fuck?" So, you know,
yeah,
it's going to happen at some point, right? Sonya's going to take Pierce's job.
Yeah, yeah. Pierce versus Deville at SummerSlam.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cross your fingers.
For the general manager. Hope for us.
Yeah. Wasn't that when she got, like, that's when she last, like, left, right? Was, like, SummerSlam?
I think so, yeah. Hmm.
She left after losing to Mandy, so.
Yeah.
Later in the show, Caleb Braxton asks Heyman if Reigns will accept, but Heyman talks shit about Cesaro, calling him a slackjaw, a Neanderthal, and he doesn't deserve to be in the ring with Reigns, so he says Cesaro will be in the main event tonight against Jey Uso.
Oh, no, not again.
And then later we get a promo from Cesaro saying he does belong in the ring with Reigns. And then we get a promo from Jey saying he's going to show Cesaro why they call him main event Jey Uso.
Who calls him that?
Yeah, nobody.
Jey Uso.
Jey Uso.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah. He calls
himself. Can't
give
yourself a nickname.
Main event Jey Uso.
Come on.
And during SmackDown, maybe like 6 times minimum throughout the whole show, they kept showing the replay of Cesaro spitting Seth Rollins on his shoulders at WrestleMania, which is now called the UFO.
Yep.
It's called the UFO. And they're like, right after this, they're like, "Okay, well, let us, Michael Cole is talking seriously as if something crazy. He's like, "We have to show you this, folks. Look, it's Cesaro spinning Seth Rollins on his shoulders." And then like a match happens. And then Cole's like, "Hey, did you see this at WrestleMania?" And they just kept doing
it.
This is
insane.
Right. It was like, "Okay, we get it. Yes, it was fucking cool. Now it's not cool anymore because you're showing it too much."
Yes. It happened.
Oh, and let's see him do that with Lashley.
Right.
Yeah.
And even Cesaro was like, "Well, you showed it. I'm not going to fucking do it tonight. You showed it too many times."
It's a special thing. It should only be done special occasions.
Yeah.
So next.
We'll hit some trivia early. This is the first time Raw's main event was between two guys that had won the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
You mean SmackDown?
I mean SmackDown, yeah. Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
You just made that up, didn't you?
Of course.
Yes.
I mean, that could totally not be true.
That is trivia.
Yeah, I mean, has Cesaro ever main evented a SmackDown or Raw against like Big Show or Baron Corbin?
Right.
Baron Corbin, Big Show.
Maybe like Matt Hardy and Corbin or Mojo Rawley and probably not Mojo.
Yeah, maybe.
Right. Yeah.
Definitely not Mojo.
No, so I was next just trying up, to make fun of that match, of course.
Right. Next up, we have Otis versus Rey Mysterio with Chad Gable and Dominic ringside. Otis gives Rey the world's strongest slam, but then misses the splash off the second rope. Rey hits the 619 and goes to the top rope, but Otis gets up, so Rey jumps on his back and turns it into a roll-up for the win. Mm. That's one. We're one for one. One match, one roll-up.
Yeah. They can't even let Otis go over.
And again, haven't they been fighting?
Well, I mean, this whole feud
has been... tag matches.
Yeah, it's just constant. It's nonstop.
Right.
And it sucks. Next up, we have a Sami Zayn in-ring promo. He says Logan Paul was poisoned. Sorry.
Poisoned
okay. by Kevin Owens and Michael Cole. And they show Mac... Like, when he says that, they show McAfee, and he's pointing at Cole. He's like, yeah, this guy right here.
Yeah.
And so Sami calls out Kevin Owens, and he comes out. So we got Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens. Yeah. Sami hits the sunset flip powerbomb, but Owens kicks out. KO hits a swanton bomb, but Sami kicks out. And eventually, Sammy's had enough, so he just leaves and loses by countout. I want you to mark that down, too.
What a great...
Like,
count out.
What a great way to follow up WrestleMania.
There might not be any like clean finishes on either show.
No, probably
so
not.
We have a fucking roll up and a count out. But then Owens drags Sami back to the ring anyway and gives him a stunner.
What was the point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were going to stun him anyway,
that
right?
That was the point, the stunner.
You're just beating Sami every
week. Just have
week.
Sami be disqualified and Sami gets his revenge a little bit. Like, what are we doing here? Right. What's the point of this?
It's got to lead to like...
A match Owens. At WrestleMania. Backlash.
It's got to lead to like Owens snapping him out of it at some point, right? Because that's like seems to be his goal.
And then he snaps him into a face. Ugh.
I know. Face Sami sucked.
Yeah. Awful.
Yeah. Heel Sami was really good.
Like he's good.
Then,
even now he's
Owens
good.
Owens and Sami win the tag titles.
Okay.
Yeah. Like they should have a few years ago.
When right. they were heels. When right. they're the biggest fucking heels on SmackDown.
I know. Yeah, I know. I'd rather with Sami just turn Owen heel.
Right. Yes. Exactly.
That's
please.
The way to go.
Yeah, because heel Owens wins matches.
Right, it's true.
Next up, we have an Apollo Crews backstage promo with Dabba Kato standing behind him, although Crews introduces him as Commander Aziz!
Bottom right?
Yeah, sure.
Who are you?
I mean, we don't know Commander Aziz. We know who Dabba Kato is,
we
but
do.
Again, they're still acting as if Dabba Kato did not exist.
Right.
Never.
Raw Underground is not canon.
No.
It is not. They
act
like
not.
None of that happened.
Yeah. No. So Crews says, but I mean, and Dabba Kato was drafted to Raw when they did the last draft.
Right, right.
He was drafted
Dabba
to
Kato.
Raw. Hey. So was Arturo Rojas, and we never saw him either. Like, he's still never to be seen again since being drafted.
Right. How many people were not drafted? Plenty.
Andrew, yeah, you forgot drafted. A very crucial piece of history.
What's
here.
That?
Future considerations.
Future considerations.
Wow. Dabba Kato. Future yeah. considerations.
So Crews says, if anyone comes for my Intercontinental Championship, you will be annihilated by the Nigerian nail. Huh? Oh. The Nigerian nail.
Who's he nailing?
Dabba Kato.
Dabba Kato.
Oh. I mean, Commander Aziz.
Commander Aziz.
Commander's Aziz.
Commander
everyone
Aziz.
That, it seemed like almost everyone that lost at Mania was not on the shows. Like
ever.
You know,
again.
Big E wasn't there. He lost. So,
right, yeah.
Next up, the Street Profits introduced the new SmackDown Women's Champion, Bianca Belair. She comes out looking hot with the belt around her waist.
Right.
She talks about how hard she worked to get to this moment. She thanks Sasha Banks for pushing her, but says, I left you with something remembering me by as she twirls her hair.
Mm.
Very cute.
Yeah.
And then she tells her husband, Montez Ford, you need to get those tag titles back because we only wear gold in this house. So it was a nice, cute little promo from Belair.
It was.
Everyone loves her.
It was nice to see they finally gave her her side plates.
Yes, that's right.
Because she was
you
literally
and the side plates.
Walking around for a week
yeah.
with Sasha's plates on her belt.
Well, but Eric, maybe they didn't know that she was going to win. Why would you make new plates for a new champion that's never had the title? You don't know.
Right,
come
exactly.
on, dude. Live the kayfabe.
She's God. Like holding up the belt at NXT, yeah. and it's like, boss time.
Well, because, yeah, usually they switch them like the night they win them.
Yeah, right. They make
like,
a fucking video
They
on
post
that.
A video on YouTube and the yeah. website.
Because yeah, Rhea Ripley had hers on Raw.
She's been a champ before.
In NXT.
Yeah, it's the same circle.
Does NXT have the side?
It's the same circle plate.
I don't know if NXT has no side plates. Not sure.
Sure they do now. They do now. And they're like square.
Okay, so not the same.
Circle
then.
Takes a square.
So next up, Kayla Braxton interviews Sasha Banks backstage. Sasha shows us the mark that Belair left on her stomach, and then she starts to cut a promo. She's like, Bianca! And then she just gets upset and walks away.
Okay.
So she's not ready yet. I don't even know. Why was Sasha there if she's not going to really
right.
do anything? Right. I figured she'd be leaving immediately to go film season 3 of Mandalorian.
Well, you I know? Mean, that's
because you know she's going to be in it if you fucking watch the show.
Is there going to be a season 3?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, it's already
pretty
in production,
sure.
yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to be a stormtrooper.
So next up, we go from a Kayla Braxton interview to a Kayla Braxton interviewing Bayley backstage.
Oh, okay.
They showed another replay of Cesaro spinning Seth Rollins. And Bayley says, Bianca cried before the title match at WrestleMania, and that's not how a champion should act. So she says she's going to take the belt off Belair. So I guess that's Bianca's first feud.
Okay.
Beating Bayley.
So can her and Bayley be friends again? Because now they're both heels?
Maybe.
No, they can't.
But Sasha still hasn't like gone full heel turn yet, yeah, right? No, she's like Shawn Michaels transfacial at this point.
Match heel.
Yeah.
She's a match heel.
Match heel. Right. That's a good term.
But what's kind of lame about this is Belair feuded with Bayley before WrestleMania.
Right.
And like now it's going to be her first feud, you know, as a champion. But it's like this just happened.
Yeah.
We just had this. Yeah. So next up, we have the Street Profits versus the Dirty Dogs for the SmackDown Tag Titles. Michael Cole called this a one-on-one matchup. I don't know why he did that, but one-on-one matchup. Ford hits the frog splash on Rude, but Ziggler breaks up the pin. And then in the end, Dolph tags in without Ford noticing, and he hits the zigzag to retain the belt. And look, I like Ziggler and Rude, but like, do these tag titles mean anything?
No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Like, at this point, I'd just rather give them back to the Street Profits so they could be look cool with Belair, you know, like in the ring. Yeah. And
I thought they were going to win him when he hit the frog splash. I thought that was it.
Yeah. Right.
I was like, oh, they're going to win the titles. That's cool. They all have titles, like she said.
Because it's like, yeah, sure, it's great that Rude and Ziggler are on the show, but it's like, it's the tag team division. It's they don't treat it important anyway, so.
Right.
And we don't even get Rude's fucking music anymore. It's terrible.
Not very glorious.
Next up, we have Natalia versus Shayna Baszler.
Okay. Oh, no. Okay. It's only getting worse.
Okay. Remember this feud from 2020?
Dear God.
Every week on Raw, they fucking fought?
Yeah.
We're still doing this?
Yeah.
Why are we still doing this? They lost at WrestleMania.
Yep.
You had your shot. It's over.
Oh, move in line. Next in line it. Oh, it's still them because there's no one else.
That's right. Natalia wins with a fucking roll-up. Mark it down. That's, what, 3 out of 4 matches?
Uh-huh.
Or a non-finish.
A non-finish, yeah. So next up, Cesaro versus Jey Uso. Oh, I'm sorry. Natalya gets attacked by Nia after the match, but then Tamina gives her a super kick. So yeah, we're going to have another fucking rematch.
Yeah.
This horrible tag team shit.
WrestleMania.
And then the main event, Cesaro versus Jey Uso. This was a pretty good match. Cesaro starts to give Jey the big swing, but then Seth Rollins attacks him for the DQ. And here's what Seth did. And again, this is a DQ.
Right.
So every match but one had like a bullshit finish.
Yes.
Like the Rude and Ziggler, they actually pinned them legit. They hit a finisher and pinned them.
Right.
That was the only match on SmackDown.
And that's the one you figured there would be bullshit in.
Right.
Right.
That was the only match that had like a 1-2-3, like no roll-up bullshit, no fucking DQs. This ends in a DQ. And Seth, being the super heel that he is, what did he do to Cesaro? He punched him 2 times and then left the ring.
Yeah.
That's all he did. Go back and watch it. It's punch, and then he punches him again, and then fucking leaves.
Yeah.
And then he yells, I'm the end all be all. It's like, wow, you're so evil.
Right.
You punched him twice.
You sick not even a son
curb,
of a
not
bitch.
Even a curb stomp to end the show?
No, no.
This is how you end SmackDown?
Yeah.
Run away. I'm the best. I'm so badass.
That's the show. That's the show.
I kind of hurt you like a little bit, but not really.
But not at all.
How lame. So lame.
Yeah.
Super duper lame.
SmackDown was not good. But you know what was worse?
What was worse?
Monday Night Repeat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
This was almost an exact rerun of last week's Raw.
Yeah, for sure.
Just nothing. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
Nothing.
So Raw starts with Drew McIntyre.
Of course.
And, he, you know, if he's not winning the WWE Championship back, maybe he shouldn't have the sword.
Hold on. Well, I agree with that.
Maybe he shouldn't have the sword anymore.
He lost the title.
Yeah.
Right? Then he lost his rematch.
Yes.
Almost legitimate.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Semi. Oh, did a distraction.
But sure.
Boom. Like, come on.
Right.
And he's out. Like, you're out.
You're done.
Like, you had a nice reign. You'll have it back someday. Randy Orton still wins titles. Don't worry. Like, who's next? I'm tired of it now. I'm tired of the feud.
Well, plus, when a babyface loses, like, too many times, you're like, he's not cool anymore. Like, McIntyre's losing his cool factor because he's losing.
Right.
You know, you're just not as cool anymore when you lose all the time. You come up with the fucking sword. Every time he comes out with the sword.
Yeah.
It's like, you're not the champ anymore.
No, it's not cool.
Now you're just some weird guy with a sword.
You're not Braveheart. You're no heart.
Ooh.
You got no heart.
So this is the main event of Backlash?
No, sure. No. WrestleMania Backlash.
Sorry.
Don't forget.
What was the main event of Backlash last year?
Drew versus Lashley.
Yes.
For the title.
Yeah, but it was, but it was different, though, because McIntyre had the belt.
Shut up.
Different. Yeah. See, you forgot.
See, it's different, Joe. It's not the same thing.
Oh, my God.
So anyways, Drew claims MVP's behind Mace and T-Bar attacking him last week, and he wants some retribution.
Swing and a miss.
They are killing this man.
Yeah.
He was like everyone's favorite, and they're just slowly killing him. They're just Roman Reignsing him.
Like he was on his way to like Cena status.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like this great face champion that is kicking everybody's ass and is funny on the mic. And this is horrible. Like let him take a break from the championship and just feud with a couple other guys for a little bit. It's fine.
Build his stock.
Him versus Braun at like a SummerSlam, sure, for no title.
Right.
So MVP comes out and tells McIntyre Mace and T-Bar have zero affiliation with the Hurt Business. And then Mace and T-Bar attack Drew and give him the double choke slam just like last week. And they walk past MVP and MVP's like, yeah.
Yeah, affiliation.
And then backstage, Kevin Patrick asks Mace and T-Bar if they're working with MVP. And here's their response.
Oh, God.
God help us all. Remember, he said, are you guys affiliated with MVP and Bobby Lashley? Here's their response.
Yes. Birds, porcupines, hedgehogs.
Did he say porcupines?
Porcupines, because they're sticky. Ouch.
Snakes. Saber-tooth tiger.
Wolverine.
It's a state, right?
Storm.
Yes. Gone forever. Exactly what we're going to do when we finish off Drew McIntyre.
Okay, but...
Magneto. Okay. Mystique. X-Men.
Okay. Saber-tooth tigers, they're extinct. I get it. And you're going to make Drew McIntyre extinct. But what about the rest of your promo? Cats, dogs, birds,
porcupines, snakes.
They're not extinct. Where were they going with this?
Where were they going with it? Dogs, cats, snakes?
Are you affiliated with MVP? Birds! Cats! Hey, no! Hey, retard, are you affiliated with MVP? Okay, I'll ask the other guy. Are you MVP?
Dogs!
Saber-tooth tigers!
What the fuck are they talking about?
They heard something different. Name animals.
Hey, who's your favorite animal?
Favorite animals.
Dogs! Birds! I like birds!
Can you both name five animals?
Saber-tooth tigers.
Well, that's technically
the only thing that was missing is just like, I like turtles.
Velociraptors.
That's what they should have done to make fun of themselves. Like,
right.
T-Bar would have been like, ooh, I like turtles.
What's the made-up dinosaur from the Jurassic World movie? They say
God.
That.
Yeah.
Like, right. They say have a made-up dinosaur. Like, what the hell is going on?
I don't know.
What is going on?
Birds!
I died.
Birds!
Like, what the fuck? I don't understand.
Trees. Like,
where is the logic? Someone explain it to me.
Bushes. Very good. God. Keep them coming.
Yeah. So, anyways, later McIntyre demands a match against Mason T-Bar. Adam Pearce suggests he gets a tag team partner, but Drew declines. And as I was watching this segment, like, this is the open to Raw. The night before, I watched the Stone Cold documentary.
Uh-huh.
And it was amazing. Like 2 hours, and they're just showing us amazing highlights of Stone Cold's career. All the fucking hell he raised on Monday Night Raw. And it just reminds you how much fun that show was.
How much fun wrestling was.
And then you watch the open to this show. Birds! And you're like, how is this the same show?
Wow.
They don't even deserve to call it Monday Night Raw. Because it's just not the same. Like, what happened to this show?
Monday night, huh?
Yeah. Monday night. Blech. Blech. Monday night. That's what they should just fucking call it. Welcome to Monday night. And then Roman.
I don't watch Raw.
Yeah. God. How the fuck is this the same show? How is this the same company that had Stone Cold Steve Austin raise hell every single week?
Dinosaurs, saber-tooth tigers. At least it would have made sense. Birds, snakes.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
They're not extinct.
What are you doing?
Anyways, let's move on. Next up, we have Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin versus the Viking Raiders.
Couldn't even get it all out.
Viking. Hold on. When was the last time they had this match?
Oh, last week. Like last week.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Literally last week.
And what happens? Oh, Viking experience for the win. Same exact fucking thing.
Yeah. I'll allow it.
Next up, Kevin Patrick interviews Randy Orton backstage. He tells Orton, you lit the Fiend on fire, and at WrestleMania, you surprised many by defeating him. So, is the Fiend no more? And Orton says, mark my words, Edge, the Fiend will never be seen again. Because of an RKO?
Yes.
So you lit him on fire.
And he came back.
He comes back, but an RKO killed him.
Yeah. 10 curb stops, kick out, one RKO.
Barely an inconvenience.
Hey, they protect that move, guys. They really protect it. It murders people now.
I mean, I'm kind of on Orton's side. I kind of never want to see the Fiend again because it's just, it's done.
Is Alexa going to come out with a mask?
I hate it so much.
She'll be the Fiend.
So after that, Riddle interrupts the interview and tells Orton, no, oh, what's up? We should form a tag team called RK-Bro.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't know. Again, it's kind of endearing.
No.
You thought it was fun?
There's nothing about Monday Night Raw that is fun.
You thought it was fresh and original?
Same old Monday Night Raw.
Look, he's playing like a Eugene character, and I think it's cute.
Yeah,
sure. That's this all. Could be the worst event in wrestling history.
Orton gets annoyed and walks away. After the break, Orton tells Pierce, I want a match with whoever that fucking guy was.
It was funny what he said.
Yeah, that was good.
He's like, you know the guy who's barefoot, skates around once in a while? I don't know his name. I don't care.
Which that's how we should act, talking about Riddle.
This is really funny that he says, I want a match against whoever that guy was. Because 4 days ago, on Instagram, WWE was plugging Randy Orton and Braun Strowman collide for the very first time.
Guard subject to chain.
Hold on.
Hey,
hold on. Is it the first time? Can't be.
I don't know. Probably
like one-on-one, maybe, if anything. But
right.
But yeah, that's because they fucking advertise these matches, and then Vince shows up the day of the show and tears up the script.
Exactly.
Oh, we're going to do this instead.
Raw goes on in 15 minutes. Oh, that's enough time to rewrite the entire fucking show.
But we advertise it. Nobody watches it. Nobody looks at our Instagram.
Right.
Next up, we have a Charlotte Flair in-ring promo. This is the same everyone sucks but me promo as last week. She says, that's why they call me the opportunity.
Nobody calls.
And again, who's they?
Yeah.
You call yourself the opportunity.
Right.
And then Asuka interrupts Charlotte's promo, but before she can speak, Rhea Ripley interrupts Asuka, and Charlotte tells Ripley, take a seat ringside so you can watch me beat Asuka, and then Ripley tells Charlotte, I already know Asuka's going to beat you. So Charlotte laughs and tells Asuka, reminds her, you know, I ended your undefeated streak at WrestleMania, and then Asuka yells, Charlotte, tonight I beat you, bitch.
She used the B word. Oh my God, I can't believe it.
We'll come back to that. Next up, we have Randy Orton versus Riddle. Riddle puts Orton in a sleeper hold 3 times in a row, but Orton eventually gets out of it. Orton backdrops Riddle on the announce table for a nice spot.
Yep.
Orton hits the draping DDT, and for some reason, right before he did it, he like wound his shoulder and went, yep! And
then,
I don't know, was that a fucking homage to Jumpin' Jeff Farmer? Like,
maybe.
Yep.
I don't know what the hell he was doing there. But Orton goes for the RKO, and Riddle counters with the crucifix pin for the win. It's a fucking roll-up. It's another fucking roll-up. So
it's a fluke.
It's a fluke. And, like, people on Twitter were excited, like, wow, they let Riddle beat Orton? That's amazing. All this means is he's going to be so fucking buried by Randy Orton in the coming weeks.
Right.
Like, he's fucked.
Yeah.
Randy Orton's going to dig the grave with his fucking dick.
Just yes.
Like a pin is just above tie in WWE, like kayfabe.
Right.
I'm sorry, a roll-up. Yeah, roll-up pin is just above tie.
Right.
Then you've got like count-outs above that. Uh-huh. You've got disqualifications above that.
Right, right.
Then you got dirty win, dirtier win, clean win.
It means, dirtiest. It means nothing.
Above clean win.
Yeah.
So
maybe below tie. I think Orton won.
Next up, we have Naomi and Lana versus Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler. Oh. It's so great that Nia and Shayna are the tag champs because they get to be on both shows. You know, like it's so awesome.
No. But they've had this match, right?
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Many times.
You've hit the button. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, it's broken. I think her contract's up.
Yeah.
We're going to have to start paying Kairi Sane because she's on the show more than we are.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like, remember when Sasha and Bayley were on both shows because they were the tag champs?
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, they could actually wrestle. This is pretty good.
This is good. They can entertain us. Yeah. This is good.
No. It was kind of the best of both worlds.
This is like
the best of both worlds.
Now I was thinking of that promo from a few years ago.
Yeah.
It and the bass, the band, the band. And they're all rapping and singing.
It's fucking awful.
Best
Anyways,
of both worlds.
Lana almost falls flat on her face every single time she does the slide with Naomi during their entrance. And I can't even describe how god-awful this match was. Every single move in this match looked like a botch, except for when Shayna Baszler did something.
Right.
Like, she was the only one that looked fucking competent. All the other three were a bunch of fucking idiots. And then a few minutes into the match, Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke come out, and they toss to the Titantron to show Mandy slapping Nia, then Mandy and Dana beating Nia up, and then Nia slipping off the apron last week.
Mm.
And Shayna reaches for a tag, but Nia's pissed. She bails on her to chase after Mandy and Dana. And then Naomi and Lana hit Shayna with the the double face buster for the win.
The botch buster.
And they should call it the botch buster.
Yes.
Because, like, Shayna hit the ground before they did, like, way before. It was fucking terrible. I hated it. Yes?
And new!
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. New champs.
Right.
Look at that. Naomi, Lana.
How about that?
Titles.
I'm so, like...
How do you still have non-title matchups?
Like, they've...
How?
Yeah.
Like, when they've already wrestled 10 times.
Right.
Why is the title not on the line?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to fight you again tonight. And again.
You couldn't have Lana and Naomi win these tag titles and taint the women's division.
Oh, right. Please.
Yeah, right. The historic, prestigious lineage of the women's tag titles.
Yeah, you can't ruin the historic Nia and Shayna tag title run.
Matter of fact, taint is a great word to describe the women's tag titles now.
Yes, pretty much.
Your taint or my taint?
Doesn't either.
Not both.
Guys, it's
probably Andrew's, to be honest.
That's still too soon. Wow. Later backstage, Sheriff Schreiber interviews Mandy and Dana, who claim that Nia and Shayna are the bullies, not them.
Okay.
Sure.
But then Nia walks up and they run away. Like little bitch bullies.
Hi. Eric Hamilton, question?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. So last week, it was Nia that slapped Mandy, right?
Okay.
No. But they're the bullies.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I guess everyone's a bully that laughed at Mandy slipping. So everyone's a bully then? Because everyone laughed?
Right. Here.
No. I'm sorry. The correct answer is who gives a shit?
Right.
Yeah.
About any of this.
He's right.
Yep. So Nia walks up and they run away again. But then Shayna confronts Nia for costing them the match. And Shayna tells Nia, you better start paying attention or else.
Or else what? Hmm. She'll botch a move and hurt her for real.
Maybe she'll punch her in the nose, Eric.
I mean, eventually they have to feud, right? They like barely feuded and then they became a tag team and
they
never really had the feud. So then Angel Garza walks up and asks Nia, what do you see in that circus clown, Reginald?
First of all.
And Reginald.
Who are you?
Yeah, Angel Garza?
We haven't seen. Well, fair.
Who are you?
We haven't seen Reginald since before WrestleMania.
Correct.
And, you know,
creative,
bravo, I guess. Like, but yeah, what? Maybe he's got COVID.
Say he drinks some bad wine and he's sick or something.
Speaking of people we haven't seen.
Yeah.
24/7 title.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, I know.
Who are you?
I know. Loving it.
Yeah.
It's over.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
R-Truth probably is.
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
R-Truth probably has COVID. That's probably what the problem
is. Oh, okay.
And they're like, why don't we put it on someone else, you know, for a few weeks while he's gone? And Vince is like, no one else can hold that prestigious title like R-Truth can.
Right. No one else wants to hold that
title. Or just cut to his house where, like, his kids are winning it every night. His wife wins it. They just kind of go back and forth. He rolls up his four-year-old in, like, the bed in the middle of the night.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
The dog gets it.
Vince is like,
the dog lays on him.
Yeah. Like, they literally asked every other wrestler in the company if they want to be the 24/7 champ, and they all said no.
Yeah. Even like, Zack Ryder, when he was there, he's like,
Yeah,
I'm good.
Right.
I'm still Vince, trying to make
I will
a
call
career.
Tony Khan immediately if you put that title on me. All right, all right. Good point, good point.
So next up, WWE announces that Bad Bunny's tour is sold out.
Already?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
It is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Which is, you know, WWE bragging about this is funny since they can't sell out shit.
Yeah.
True.
I mean, like, before COVID, they weren't selling out shit.
No, nothing.
So, like, is this part of the deal? They have to promote his fucking tour?
Right. Is it that he's that big or just people are that desperate to go to a concert?
Yeah, maybe. Right. No, I think he's pretty big. But I
he's
don't...
big. Yeah, like, I mean.
Like, I saw an ad today for, like, this, like, crazy, like, heavy metal concert in middle of nowhere in Ohio. And I'm like. Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm desperate to go to a concert.
Sure. So next up, we have Miz TV with Miz and Maryse. You know, Miz puts over his wife every single time, which is like, you know, it's cute, but like, it's such a babyface move.
Right.
Like, he doesn't even say it in a heel way. He's not like, this is my wife and I get to fuck her every single night.
Right,
he's
that'd
like,
be great.
This is the mother of my children. She's the best. And it's
such,
just like
such
yeah.
a nice heel.
What would have MSK said about her?
Oh, very nice. How much?
This is my wife.
My wife. So Maryse calls Miz.
She is 32 years old.
Maryse calls Miz the greatest superstar of this generation. They kiss. Pyro goes off, and they have some champagne. What are they celebrating? Is it Miz's vasectomy? Is that what we're still celebrating?
Let's hope.
Yeah.
Because every Miz in Miz's promo, he's like, "Welcome to my vasectomy reveal party." What are you revealing?
Right. Like
your nuts? Are you just gonna reveal your nuts?
You're gonna pull your nuts out?
Here they are, right here. Take a look at these. Like, what is...
He's like, I'm going to take my balls out and see what happens.
What's the reveal?
What's the reveal? That you can raw dog your wife now? Well, yeah. Congratulations.
That's a weird part
right.
to
That's
have.
That's a weird
because
thing.
You have two kids. Clearly you hey. Were.
Good work.
Good work. Yeah. Good job. Good
Fucking
job.
Fucking blast inside that puss.
Two is, like, enough to be like, we're done. Oh, my God. I mean, come on. AJ Styles, hold my beer. I mean, give me a...
Right, yeah. What does he have, like, seven kids or yeah. something?
Right.
AJ Styles
and they're
is
all
four,
tattooed on him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like
four so, or five. Yeah.
Anyways, Damian Priest interrupts.
Of course.
Like, why? It doesn't even, like, at this right. point, it's like, fun. Why?
Because he wants to fuck
like,
Maryse.
You're so lame. Fair enough. But Priest tells Miz, you're as delusional as Jake Paul thinking he's a real fighter. Ooh.
Bottom right?
Who are you?
This I mean, isn't SmackDown.
Yeah.
He wasn't there.
Well, it's just, it's weird when. A wrestler's making fun of a boxer for fake fighting. Like,
right,
okay,
right.
Yeah, that fucking boxing match that Jake Paul had looked fake as fuck.
He's the other Paul, right?
Yes.
Not the one that got stunned.
No, not that one. Okay. But it's like, yeah, it looked like a fake boxing match, but you fake wrestle.
Right.
So it's weird to, like, make fun of that.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, anyways, Maryse sticks up for her husband and then says, you want a match against my husband? You got it. And of course, Miz is upset.
Yeah.
But Priest says, oh, that's why I came out here. So thank you. And Priest drinks some of the champagne and yeah. he's like, bro, that's trash. And Miz throws his drink into Priest's face.
He looks like he's very refined.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Like, you're a champagne guy. What? It's right. champagne.
Right. Yeah. Actually,
that's such a heel thing to say. Like, oh, you're too good for this champagne.
Right. Yeah.
Like, fuck you.
No, because he only drinks the highest quality champagne.
Clearly.
What?
Yeah.
Damian Priest?
At yeah.
His, wasn't he like Machine Gun?
He only drinks
Vampire Clubs.
He only drinks a little bit of the bubbly. So.
Well, he's been hanging around Bad Bunny, so that makes sense.
Oh, that's amazing. Right. Top shelf.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Literally top shelf because he's taller than Bad Bunny, so he had to.
Yeah.
That's right. Next up, we have Kofi Kingston versus Elias. And backstage before the match, we have our weekly interaction with Riddle and the New Day.
You mean the weekly segment where he bugs the shit out of him and
don't
they have to
it.
Be nice and act like they care
don't
what he
it.
Says?
Don't do it.
Please.
I have to.
Yes.
Joe, the
this,
show's
this
not.
This man's got a family.
The show's not what's awesome with
Hold
wrestling.
Hold on. 1 second.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations on your victory against the Viper over Randy Orton. I hate that guy. Wow.
Thanks.
Good stuff.
Thanks, bros from other Mo's. Go ahead. I just wanted to say, whoa, what's in the case?
Oh, you know I'm getting my Antonio Banderas on, you know, a little gift for life.
You can put crazy things in. Like, you should put some birds, and then when you open it, fly away like when I do my foot swap. Or maybe maybe even put some coins in there. Or even better yet, some silver dollars.
Silver dollar pancakes!
I wonder how many people turned the show off that were watching it live right at that moment. Like, they see the ratings just go, shoom. It's just gone. Like,
what is happening?
I don't know.
Like, you're ruining the New Day by, like, right, you're sacrificing the New Day for this with idiot. Riddle. It's terrible.
That's what we should have on the soundboard.
Right.
Like, the funeral trumpet.
Also, before the match, Xavier Woods interrupts Elias with an electric guitar.
Oh, my sweet dear Andrew. Yeah. It was not a guitar.
A bass, electric bass.
Yes, they brought that old-ass South Park joke to life.
Yeah.
They're like, go check in your basement for a bass guitar.
Mm. Yeah.
So during the match, Woods played Stone Cold's theme song while Kofi stomped a mud hole in Elias. That wasn't bad. And then in the end, Kofi went for a hurricane run off the top rope, but Elias blocked it and hit the elbow drop for the win.
It was a nice elbow drop, too. Sure.
Yeah, it's Elias like does macho. One good thing well in the ring.
Right.
And he went that's over.
It. Yeah, that and like
he beat a former champion.
That's like Elias's first win, I think, on the main roster since ever. He debuted maybe. A few ever. Years ago.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yep. So good for him. Next up, we have Alexa's Playground with her stupid doll, Lily. Alexa says, Lily and I have been best friends for a long time, and we see baby photos of Alexa with Lily photoshopped in them. And then Alexa tells a story of when she was a kid, and she pushed a little girl off her swing and ate all of her ice cream because Lily made her do it.
Oh, boy.
So Alexa's always been insane?
Yes. Sure, I guess so.
Yes.
So it wasn't the Fiend that did this.
She was pretending when she was Goddess Bliss.
Yeah. So it wasn't the Fiend that did this.
I guess not.
Even though last week she said the Fiend did this to her.
Yes.
But no, the Fiend didn't do this to her.
Nope.
She then says to all the little girls
continuity.
On the Raw. Yeah. To all the little girls on the Raw roster, Lily doesn't like any of you. And then just like last week, they show the close up of Lily and she bites at the screen.
Yeah. So I guess COVID happened hire that continuity person.
Yeah.
Because they
don't give up. So I guess she's done with the Fiend and now she's just going to be a wrestler. And
oh, is she?
I don't know.
Please tell me when that's going to happen.
And where's the Fiend?
Just bring back the Goddess. Just have her snap out of
it. But why is the Fiend gone again? Like, why is he gone again?
No, Bray was there last week.
Not this week.
And it's going to be a new playhouse.
He wasn't here this week.
Yeah. No, he wasn't.
Yeah. This sucks, man.
Just bring back the Goddess. You know who else wasn't there this week?
Who? The WWE champion?
Oh, that.
Bobby Lashley.
And?
AJ Styles and Omos.
Yes.
Yeah. We haven't seen them since they won the tag titles.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Well, right. AJ Styles' kids, I think, have Little League or something.
Hey, but at least we had the U.S. champion.
Right.
Thank God.
The oldest U.S. champion in history, I think.
Probably.
Right. Next up, we have 45 or something? We have Drew McIntyre versus Mason T-Bar. Mason T-Bar come out to the Retribution music, by the way.
Yeah.
Shut it down! Mason T-Bar eventually... they eventually get DQ'd for both being in the ring and beating McIntyre in the corner. But then, choo-choo! Out comes Braun Strowman.
Wow.
Choo-choo! The train's coming.
Choo-choo!
And just like that, we have Drew and Braun versus Mason T-Bar.
So I guess he did want a tag partner.
I guess so.
Because he's like, I don't want a tag partner. I'll be your tag partner.
It wasn't his choice, Eric.
Okay, I love you.
I love you. We're best friends now.
Yeah. So mid-match, McIntyre rips off Mace's mask.
Right.
Wait a minute. That's Dio Madden!
No, they didn't even say that.
No, they didn't do that. Of course not. No. And then Mace slaps Drew, and then Drew slaps Mace with his own mask and beats him in the corner until McIntyre gets DQ'd.
Of course.
And then T-Bar suplexes McIntyre, but then Braun runs him over and rips off T-Bar's mask and slaps him with it.
Yeah. And he yells,
wait a minute!
He yells something about take off that stupid clown mask.
Is that Dominik Dijakovic?
He was amazing in NXT.
Right. Yeah.
So Mason T-Bar leave the ring, and hopefully we never see those masks again.
Well, I mean, are they gonna keep those dumb names though? Come on.
So this was on YouTube. T-Bar and Mace claim it's their time.
This is another promo?
It is.
What other animals are they gonna rattle off?
Was this on the show?
Rabbits.
No.
Not canon.
Well, fuck.
Spiders.
Listen.
God. You didn't hit it.
All right. Right. Yeah.
And go.
Very interesting night for you tonight here at Monday Night Raw. But congratulations, you defeated Braun Strowman and Drew McIntyre, two former champions.
Legitimately, too.
What does that do for you?
What does that do for us? That does everything for us. The people want to know who we are.
Who are you?
Where we're going, what we're going to do. Perfect example. What do you think? What does it do for us? We did that. We did that. And as far as I'm concerned, Drew McIntyre, you did me a favor. By slapping me across the face with that mask, you revealed to the world exactly what we are. Two titans that will tower over this entire division, over this entire universe. We did that. It's time. Our time.
So at least they weren't talking about porcupines. It's like two tigers. But like,
these like internet only promos are like the only times where like they get to just say whatever they want.
Yeah. Right. Right.
And it's an F for me. That's an F. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a pretty bad promo.
I mean, for sure. But like,
what does this mean for us? I don't really know what to say. So I don't know. I guess
ask
nothing.
Ask me. How do you start a bad promo? Ask me.
How do you start a bad?
That's the whole thing. Ask the whole question.
How do you start a bad promo?
How do you start a bad promo?
Yeah.
I'm about to tell you. Like, when they don't know what to say, they always ask the question again.
A mustache.
Your topic is mustache.
What's a mustache? Well, it's a hair.
What is a mustache? That's how he started it.
It looks all mustachey.
I'm sorry, what? What's so funny about...
So, like, I guess they took off the mask and they're no longer...
He said, I have to thank Drew McIntyre for taking off my mask. So you're too fucking stupid. You've never been able to take off that mask, you fucking idiot.
Grasshoppers.
Porky bag.
Spiders. Okay. Spiders. Okay, come on, Dino. Over here. Come on. We're going to go to the house. Yeah,
maybe
special
this is,
house.
You know, before he came back, we saw Brock F5 him through an announce table. Maybe that caused brain damage.
Wow.
Oh,
that
maybe?
That was just sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez. Right. Too
bad.
I just feel bad.
So sad.
I'm sorry for making fun of him all this time.
Right.
Jeez.
Jesus, Andrew.
Apologies.
All right, so next up we have Damian Priest versus The Miz. They try the same bullshit as last week where Miz tries to cheat with his feet on the ropes and Maurice holding his legs, but Priest kicks out and he hits Miz with hit the lights for the win.
He hits the lights.
He hit the lights.
Wish he would have hit his wife. I mean, anything.
He hit the wife.
Go to the old book, right?
Like this, he hit the wife.
This is so boring. Just go to the wrestling book. Hit his wife. Have Miz accidentally hit his wife.
Yeah.
Priest kidnaps Maurice.
Sure.
Priest brings out a girl, his mom, a girlfriend who hits Maurice. Like anything.
Anything.
Pick any of those cards out of the Pro Wrestling 101 playbook, and any of that is more interesting than this.
Yes.
Yeah. Terrible. Next up, Sheamus issues an open challenge. He says he's going to be a fighting champion. And out comes Joe's favorite wrestler, Humberto Carrillo.
Here he is. So
here he is.
Let's see. Did he win anything? What did he do?
Ooh, Sheamus attacks him from behind and lays him out with a bro kick.
I'll just give you
money. You might as well just give me money.
He didn't even get to fight?
Didn't even get to fight.
Oh, okay. Nothing. Then I'll keep my money here if it wasn't an official
just
match.
Just murdered.
Yeah.
Murdered.
The bet was for murder, right?
Murder.
Next up, we have Charlotte Flair versus Asuka with Rhea Ripley watching ringside. Charlotte put Asuka in the figure eight, but Ripley pulled Charlotte's arms to break it up without the ref seeing because the ref's an idiot. And then Charlotte goes after Ripley, but then Asuka rolls her up for the win. I mean, how many
matches?
Jesus.
Yeah.
After the match, Charlotte snaps. She should be mad at Ripley.
Right. Uh-huh.
And if not Ripley, Asuka.
Uh-huh.
But she's mad at the referee.
Well, cowards take it out on the, the weak.
I guess so.
Yeah, right.
So Charlotte snaps and brutally attacks the referee. More referees come out to try to stop her, but she beats them up some more. And the show ends with Corey Graves saying, Charlotte is incredible.
Right.
She lost.
Right.
And she beat up a ref.
Right. Incredible.
Charlotte is incredible.
So there's the,
fade out.
There's the ref, you call him Parmesan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I think this ref's name was Oregano. Maybe. I'm not even joking.
Yeah.
It was Jimmy Oregano.
Yes.
Referee Jimmy Oregano.
Sure.
So
makes sense.
Charlotte's incredible for beating up a ref.
Yeah.
I don't know if incredible is the word.
No.
Not sure.
Right.
But I'm then, sure it's not.
Like 10 minutes after Raw ended on social media, WWE announced that Charlotte was fined $100,000 and suspended indefinitely. So,
What does that mean?
We'll take it. Yeah.
We'll see her next week.
Right. She'll interfere in the match.
She's
Backlash.
Probably got to film that Walking Tall shit movie.
Okay.
They're going to remake a movie that was remade by a wrestler.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, as the writer said, hopefully, and then he said, hopefully we could turn this into a series, which, cross your fingers, that just means less Charlotte on Monday Night Raw.
Right. So she's not going to want to be there if Andrade's not there, so.
Maybe not.
Dick is life, I mean.
Why bring her back just to suspend her?
Sure.
I don't get it. Right. But I'm glad she's suspended. I'll tell you that much. Hopefully it's for a long time. All right, let's get to awards. Who's your worst dressed? Charlotte Flair.
Charlotte Flair.
Oh,
Flair. When she came out, I tweeted, oh, it's good to see Alundra Blaze back. That was great.
Yeah.
She looks like 55 years old. Mm. Not good. Poor girl. You were pretty. What'd you do?
Once.
Best dressed?
Bianca Belair.
She's very cute. Yep. Yeah. I still had Sasha.
I don't blame me.
You know, she's still the GOAT. Man, of best dressed.
Yeah. Bianca best dress or T-Bar without his mask on? Mm.
Best dress?
No.
So Joe had two cocks.
Two cocks.
I need two!
I went with Bel Air.
That was hilarious on the Wednesday when you're like, oh, I had Inner Circle back in black. You're like, oh, one, two, three, five cocks.
Five cocks.
Yeah. That's a classic joke.
Classic.
Worst acting?
Mason T-Bar.
Yeah.
How is it not them?
Yeah. I mean, Riddle still said stuff.
You know what?
He opened his mouth.
Mason T-Bar.
Yeah. Sweep it.
Yeah.
Best acting?
Pat McAfee.
That is correct.
That's correct.
You really think so?
Yeah.
I didn't love it. I'm going to go with Orton.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yep.
What did he do? I mean, Riddle sucked.
I thought it was funny when he didn't say that.
That's true.
Yeah.
He didn't say that.
That was the best move, right?
Yeah. Worst comment. Birds! I had birds. What'd you guys have? I had birds.
Cats.
Eric?
I had porcupines.
Porcupines. Yeah, that's fair.
Runner-up, Team RK-Bro.
God.
Yeah.
Best comment?
That goofball who rides around here on a scooter, whatever his name is.
Nothing?
That's what I had.
McAfee made me laugh. I couldn't think of anything like right now, but anything McAfee, I'll go with McAfee. Mm. He was funny.
Sure.
Worst match?
Naomi Alana versus Nia and Shayna.
That's correct. Yeah, sweet. Super slow-mo match. The same thing.
I Drew and Braun versus T-Bar and Mace.
Yeah, that's what I had.
Fair enough.
Yon.
Best match? I had nothing. Because, like we said, almost every match was a DQ or roll-up.
Yeah.
Like, Cesaro and Jey Uso was good until Seth punched him twice.
Right.
I even thought Riddle and Orton was decent because at least we haven't seen it. And then they ended
up.
You could almost argue Kofi and Elias, but... We've seen it. They've been doing it.
Yeah.
Worst move?
The botch buster.
The botch buster.
For sure.
Yeah.
Sweep it.
I wrote anything Lana, but the botch buster specifically.
Yep.
Best move?
Not applicable.
Yeah, what was there?
Orton dropping Riddle on the announce table was good, but...
Yeah, he does that all the time, though.
But the way Riddle sold it was good. Like he... But, like, yeah, still, like, nothing was great.
All right.
Worst moment?
Riddle backstage.
No, Retribution backstage.
Riddle backstage with New Day.
Yeah, that was bad, but birds, cats, dogs, snakes.
Porcupines.
It's fucking awful.
It's got a Mason.
Saber-tooth tiger.
It's like Vince was like, all right, we're going to rip your mask off you. And they're like, oh, finally, thank you. Like, you know, we have a chance now.
Right.
And then I want you to read this promo.
No, that was with the mask.
Cats, dogs, birds. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Okay, we're still fucking dead and buried.
Yep.
Best moment or segment?
Cesaro coming out to
get buried by Roman?
Yes. Well, Cesaro's music hitting, he walks to the ring, and then Roman fucking leaves. I was like, come on. Like, that's how you do it.
And he's still feuding with Seth.
Right, apparently, so.
Plus, even if you fought Reigns, you know what the outcome is.
I know, but you still want to see him get the
chance. I don't think it deserves an answer here.
Okay.
I got Charlotte getting suspended.
Okay.
That did not happen on the show, right?
I figured it was going to when she was beating up the refs. So
not
I was like,
canon.
All right, Charlotte might get suspended.
Right.
So I'm going to go with that. I'm sticking to it. Breaking news! So last Thursday, A year to the date of when WWE released a bunch of superstars. I guess this is just the day that they do it on now.
D-Day.
Yeah.
This is their new, like, you know, anniversary.
Annual release day.
Right.
Yeah.
We had Raw.
So WWE, WWE announced the releases of Billy Kay, Mickie James, Chelsea Green, Tucky, Kalisto, Wesley Blake, Bo Dallas, Peyton Royce, Mojo Rawley, who got like a late release.
Yeah.
Like separate from everyone else.
Right. He's probably like, oh man, missed the bullet. Mojo.
Okay. I forgot Mojo.
Oh, sorry. We lost your number. Right. And then finally, the biggest name, Samoa Joe.
Jeez.
Yeah. Released. And like, people were upset about Samoa Joe being released, but when's the last time you saw him in the ring?
I'm pretty sure he's just injured and he can't wrestle. And he's too expensive to be a commentator as good as he is. I think that's where we're at. Sorry.
I guarantee you he wrestles in AEW. You got $2 over there, Joe. How much are you willing to lose?
By when? This is where you usually beat me. By when? Because McAfee's fucking on SmackDown. Well, hold on.
So they don't even—they can't even sign in like anywhere else till July 15th. So the end of the year.
So he has to wrestle in AEW in 2021.
Yeah. I'll give you 2-1. I'll give you 2. You give me 1. Because that's a long time.
Done.
I knew he could turn that down. Joe can't turn down any odds that favor him, like in terms of betting. I still think Joe wrestles for sure, but
yeah,
it's a 2-1 bet. So how can you turn that down?
I mean,
Samoa Joe AEW wrestles in a match 2021.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
We'll
forget about this.
Probably, maybe. Yeah. Also, Stone Cold's biography on A&E got 1.06 million viewers on Sunday night.
Wow.
Wow.
So that was pretty cool. And
that's great.
It was really awesome. If you haven't seen it yet, it was very good. Same people that made The Last Dance.
Which was amazing.
And they're doing, next week, Roddy Piper.
Huh. There's going to be like 8 of them.
Yeah, they're doing Booker T.
Macho.
Yeah, they're doing a bunch.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how they do the Roddy Piper one, because WWE still has a lot to do with these,
fucking
biographies.
These yeah.
So, like, you know, obviously Roddy Piper died of, what, a heart attack? Or what was it? I don't even remember.
That'd be
something
right.
Something like that. Yeah. So we'll see. But, yeah, that's I can't wait for that one. What do you got, Eric?
All right. So Vice TV is going all in on wrestling. Mm. So, in case you don't watch it, Vice is home to Dark Side of the Ring.
Returning in May.
Yes.
Dark Side. That's
returning
awesome.
In May. New episode, season 3. The show is fucking incredible. All of them are on Hulu.
Yeah.
I highly recommend watching it. So, they have signed a deal with MLW, Major League Wrestling. And they're going to have a weekly show called MLW Fusion each Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern.
The war is back.
MLW, AEW. That's fuck.
MLW is where MJF was before AEW.
Yeah.
FYI. Anything else?
Let me see. Oh, wait. Maybe it's not going to be on Wednesdays. That's where you can see it now on YouTube. Oh. So they're going from YouTube to Vice TV.
All right.
Cool.
Well,
cool,
good
cool,
for
cool.
them.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for them.
Also, WWE Hall of Famer Gerald Briscoe underwent successful knee surgery. Total replacement knee surgery on his left knee. The 74-year-old took to Twitter, said he's recovering nicely.
You reminded me when you said Hall of Fame. British Bulldog's son, Davey Smith.
Right.
He posted pictures wearing his dad's Hall of Fame ring, because you know he just got in, and it was a very close picture, and you could see that fucking ring cost WWE $20. Like, it is such a piece of shit.
Really?
Ring. It is fucking cheap as shit. Like, you wouldn't be caught dead wearing that. Like, it is such a piece of garbage. Like, really? You really cheapened out on the fucking rings? Like, it's terrible. It's not even, like, it's so bad.
Yeah.
Someone posted it. Go check it out. But
yeah, I'm going to have to look ridiculous. It up. Because I want to see that. I mean, it's
awful.
That bad.
Oh, it's that bad.
Yeah.
It looks like a piece of shit. Looks like a fucking, you win out of the fucking machines or something.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah, last thing. Sebastian Stan plays Winter Soldier, MCU, did an interview with Collider. He said he would love to step out of the MCU and do a biopic of Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That'd be which, cool. I mean, obviously I would go see that over Chris Hemsworth Hogan, because fuck that guy.
Yeah, but yeah, you but know that's going to be good.
It's probably going to be good, because they're probably going to tell you all the bad stuff about Hogan.
Exactly. That's why I want to see it.
You would hope, but I think, yeah. You would hope.
Is WWE producing it?
Yeah, I think so. I think they have something to do with it. Which means, like, Hogan's going to, like, beat Andre, and they're like, and still the WWE champion, Hogan.
Right. Of course.
And he's going to have, like, John Cena's spinner belt. Like,
that's crazy that they lose.
Jesus Christ.
Right.
Also, he wants his co-star from I, Tonya, Paul Walter Hauser, to play Arn Anderson. I haven't seen this guy. But apparently he was a big wrestling fan as a kid and loved Ric Flair. So.
Good.
Nice. Yeah. He All said right. he'll do it if they let me.
On to rumors.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
Wrestling Observer reports that WWE believes there are three big money matches for Roman Reigns.
Uh-huh.
And those opponents are...
No.
Part-timer John Cena.
Oh, boy.
I mean, at this point, he's really not even
a
timer.
Big money anyway? Like, who? We've already seen it, so why would we care?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, you want the next one?
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Seen it
and
multiple times.
The Rock!
Well, sure.
So,
The Rock versus a ham sandwich.
Real, John Cena and The Rock are no timers.
Yeah.
They're not anything. Right. And Brock Lesnar isn't even signed with the company right now.
Right.
Like, my God.
You know, What's Wrong with Wrestling also believes... that there's three big money matches for Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
The Rock, Cena, and Lesnar. Like, obviously, they're the three fucking biggest guys he could fight.
Right.
I'm sure they'd love for The Rock to do it.
Also, Stone Cold.
Hogan. Probably a
decent... Hogan.
Hulk Hogan. Big money match.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, PW Insider reported that WWE has been filming Aleister Black promos to get ready for his return to television. So
bottom right.
Maybe he's coming back. How dare you? But no.
No, I love Aleister Black. That's great if it's true, but...
Yeah, maybe.
They'll film him, and then they'll be like, eh, never mind.
He didn't get released, right? A bunch of people got released. He didn't.
Come on, no. How can you get excited about him?
He's
the same
not.
As Rude and Nakamura. Right. They've ruined everyone.
Yes. And then PW Insider also reported that Reckoning, a.k.a. Mia Yim, has been moved to SmackDown.
Hopefully she'll just be called Mia Yim.
Hopefully. And Post Wrestling reported that Slapjack was also moved to SmackDown.
Hopefully he'll lose his paper plate and nobody cares.
By the way, have you seen those Mia Yim bikini photos, man? Like, not bad. Those are pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any other rumors?
No.
Trivia time.
Trivia time. This one's kind of for Eric, but Andrew, it's also a wrestling question, but it's action figure.
So I'm allowed to participate?
You are.
Sure.
Who is the only, and thank you to Pro Wrestling Statistics on Instagram, who is the only wrestler to have an action figure made of him by WCW, WWE, TNA, and ECW?
By WCW, TNA.
Yeah, the four big ones before AEW. Because to make an action figure, not everyone gets an action figure, especially the smaller companies.
Right.
You have to have been decent star to get an action figure.
Mick Foley?
Mick Foley was in TNA? Just for a short time.
Yeah, for a minute.
No, it's not him.
Kurt Angle?
No, he was in WCW.
Was he in ECW?
Oh, of course not.
He was drafted to ECW, then he left.
No, well, yeah, I gotcha.
That would, saying ECW I'll give you a as hint. In like when ECW wasn't WWE?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. You have to have been
then
ECW.
RVD. No, he wasn't in WCW.
No.
It's hard, but
Stone
you'll
Cold?
Get there. You'll get there.
No, Stone Cold wasn't TNA.
Right. These are all great guesses, but, you know, I'll give you a hint. Think more ECW.
Taz.
No.
Who would make fucking all this?
You had to have been in WCW before as a star. He was. This guy was. This guy's been a star in each one of them.
Was it?
Come on.
Was it Terry Funk?
No. Get the fuck out of here.
Get the funk out of here.
Yeah. He was a pretty big star in ECW. A pretty big star in WWE. WCW as well. He went from WWE.
Raven?
To yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You said pretty big star. That's what threw me off.
Yeah. Well, he was a pretty big name.
That was really good.
Yeah.
A lot of people love Raven. Like, he's got a pretty decent following.
Yeah.
People live and die by him. He was a good wrestler, you know.
Yeah, sure. Literally, they live and die by him because, yeah, he has a cult.
Yeah.
All right, fan questions. Fan questions. Pop culture junkie, with or without performing-enhancing drugs, who would you last longer with? Alexa Bliss or Brock Lesnar?
With or without?
Yeah, and I'm guessing he means, would you last longer fucking Alexa?
Or fucking
or
Brock.
Or fighting Brock.
I would last longer fucking Alexa. 100%.
Hmm. Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it's
Brock,
like,
would you drop would last, me in like 3 seconds.
Even if you last 20 seconds with Alexa, can you run away from Brock and, you know, longer than that?
Right. I can go 18 seconds with Alexa. I can't go 18 with Brock. Unless I just run around the ring.
Yeah.
Gas him out.
That's a really good, that's one of the best fan questions in recent history.
Ever. That's a good one. That's difficult. And I'd love to do the research.
Yeah.
But yeah. Bradley Gentry, since Josh didn't answer my question on the other podcast, I'll ask Eric, what's the backstory on why you don't like Josh?
Well, that's a good question. You know, Josh probably wouldn't answer it because he doesn't give a shit about people. You know, he's so smug. And the biggest thing about it is, and he does it on purpose, he always spells my name with a fucking K.
Wow.
Oh, get over yourself.
Like the Viking Raiders guy?
A K, yes. A C. Yeah. What it says, I don't even know what it is. What is it? A C?
It's a C.
All right. Tell him. Did you ever tell him that? Ever told him it's a C?
Yes.
Maybe he's just...
What if I spelled your name with a... I don't know, an I.
I would say, hey, Eric, you misspelled that, buddy.
You fucking asshole. Snap my neck. No, Josh is he's a shit talker. He's a piece of shit. He got what he deserved. He got what was coming to him. And also, right, why the fuck was he wearing an airplane pillow?
Well,
on the show,
he can't afford anything.
It's all
else better than that. Yeah. Kyle Foxton, in his first on-camera intro, Pat McAfee said wrestling.
Uh-oh.
He said it again later on and immediately apologized. So my question is, how long until Vince completely waters him down and makes him just a commentating robot like everyone else?
What did he say?
Wrestling.
Wrestling.
You can't say wrestling?
No.
That's one of the no words?
Yeah. That's a no word.
What do you have to say again?
Sports entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Yeah. What's the name of the company?
World Sports Entertainment.
Yep. WSEE.
Right.
Nick Ryder, which episode of WWE biography are you most excited about after that great first episode? I mean, Piper
sounds great.
Yeah. Macho will probably be really good.
I'm sure they'll all be great.
Yeah.
The Rock too, right?
I think so.
Really?
And The Rock was on the Stone Cold one, so yeah, it was cool. Hmm. Minnesota Nice, as of the Monday after WrestleMania, I'm keeping track of roll-ups, not including the 24/7 title, which doesn't matter because it's not around. But as of yesterday, Raw, the the totals are Raw and SmackDown 5, NXT 1, AEW 0. We'll keep you posted.
Nice.
The Dashing Dan, why do you think Mojo Rawley was never able to figure it out? Remember those promos from a couple years ago?
Oh, yeah.
With the blue, the face fucking paint. The pen is blue. Yeah. The pen is blue.
That's why he got fired.
Yeah.
So it's going to be Stone Cold Steve Austin, Macho Man, Roddy Piper, Booker T, Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, Mick Foley, and Ultimate Warrior.
We'll see how truthful I'm in my biography, Undertaker.
Yeah.
I'm going to lie like hell.
DeMarcus Moreland, can we please get MJF's ha-ha comedy bullshit line added to the soundboard? That wouldn't be bad. Yeah. Any one of these horrible segments we recap. Carlos Ramirez, push, fire, bury, delete, MonsterVerse movies, Godzilla. I'm guessing this is like the more recent ones, not the Matthew Broderick one.
Right.
Godzilla, Skull Island, Godzilla, King of the Monsters, Godzilla versus Kong. I'm pushing Skull Island. I love that movie. It's the only one of these that I actually loved.
What are we doing? We're push, fire, bury,
delete,
bury.
I'm pushing Skull Island. I will bury Godzilla vs. Kong because that's the second most I liked.
I think I would
delete the plot was stupid.
King of Monsters and fire Godzilla.
That's fair. Well,
I would push Godzilla versus Kong and bury Skull Island. I love Skull Island, though. Love that movie.
Skull Island's the best.
I like Godzilla versus Kong. We saw fight scenes. It was good. The whole thing. It was fun.
Kong Skull Island was just nonstop fun the whole movie. Right. Action.
Like them both.
The plot of Godzilla versus Kong. Oh, boy. Like, just have the monsters fight. That's all we needed. Like, yeah, it was cool to see them finally fight. But yeah, just the plot.
Middle Earth thing was a little wacky.
My God. Hollow Earth.
Yeah.
What? It's like I felt like I was watching Total Recall. The entire core of Mars is made of ice. It's like, what? the core of Earth is a new dimension. What? Zaheen Rahman, which division are you now? Are you more excited about right now, the women's tag or the 24/7 division?
The 24/7.
Yeah, because it's non-existent.
Yep.
I love it.
Good answer.
Timothy Wilson is always kill Roman back. Maybe it should
be. I think we're there.
We're almost there.
Paul, so Charlotte Flair hits a referee and gets a $100,000 fine and is suspended indefinitely. But Randy Orton sets a man on fire and nothing. How is that fair?
Because they're all contract guys. That's really between them. It's like a civil suit.
Yeah.
That's an employee, a referee.
It's true. So, he's got a point there.
There you go.
There you go, I guess. Tyrone Grizz, I haven't been watching any wrestling recently besides WrestleMania.
Good for you.
I just get updated from the podcast, and this show is legit. All I need to keep track of what's going on. You're doing God's work. Thank you.
Lucky you.
Thank you, Tyrone.
We're jealous
of that.
You, Tyrone.
Yes.
Very jealous.
Devin McSparren, not to wish ill on anyone, but who would you like to see get released knowing that they would thrive in another company? Me personally, I'd say Nikki Cross. That's not bad. I would always say probably Robert Roode.
Yeah.
Oh, Roode.
Even Kevin Owens at this point. Like,
I mean,
fuck.
Sami Zayn almost.
Yeah.
Like if Sami Zayn showed up on AEW.
Right.
Call out MJF. Oh, my God.
Ziggy the Beast, for no reason at all. Andrew, top right, thank you. You got it.
Yeah.
Jake Baker, at this rate, how many more episodes of Raw does AJ Styles need to skip to tie Joe's no-show record?
Ooh.
Well, back in the day, it was a pretty good record. And as of late, it's been a couple times. I don't know.
It's been a pretty good record.
Yeah, you only missed 1 week.
It's pretty interesting.
So there's no recent...
You only miss 1 week every 2 weeks.
Stony Atlas, how do you guys and Stone Cold feel about him being in being in multiple Tide detergent commercials?
Yeah, right, yeah. I mentioned that earlier.
You got to make a dollar.
It's a little strange, but
I got to make that money.
That beer's not selling as much as I thought it would.
People said it tastes like piss.
You can see when I drink it during a podcast. I take little sips. I don't chug it. It's not a Budweiser.
What's my beer called again?
Broken Skull
Beer.
IPA.
Broken Skull Beer 316 says it tastes like piss.
It does. It really does. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's bad.
Even you can't get through it.
No.
It's frothy piss.
He announced that they're going to make a lager, right?
Oh, I don't know.
I think so.
Hopefully.
I was going to get the one that you get, that's always has like wrestling themes in the Houston area. Spindle Top or whatever.
Yeah.
They're like $15 for a six-pack.
Yeah.
So I was going to get it for the store. I was like, no.
Yeah.
I have overhead.
And Buckle Buddy.
All I know is Tide
Even
Pods.
Even that's $10.
Yeah.
Tide Pods get you know, for me, free detergent for the rest of my life. And I was like, God dang! I took that shit right away.
Right.
I was like, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, heck yeah.
Surge, a.k.a. Surge Zen Destroy, will Mia Yim be unmasked or just show up now as if Reckoning never happened?
Reckoning never happened. It'll be Mia Yim, and they'll act like they never knew her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Edge, Wayand, Pushfire Barry, Heel Champs, Edge, mm-hmm. HBK, Slamilton.
Push Slamilton.
You were a better heel champ than Edge?
Yes.
Where were you ever a heel champ?
I am currently.
Oh, stop.
Hold on. Okay, so Eric, what's your answer again?
Oh, so Push Slamilton,
yeah.
Barry HBK, Fire Edge.
Fire Edge is heel champion?
Oof. Heel Eric.
I would push Edge.
Well, yeah. He's trying to be a heel, right? He's going to pick himself.
Yeah.
Barry Edge, Fire HBK.
You son of a bitch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's Push HBK, Barry Edge, and sorry, Eric. Hans the Mole Man Hart. Would Joe take double or nothing $1 bet odds on Umberto winning the title now? Wow.
Double
That's
or nothing.
Interesting right. because he got beat the shit out of. So usually that means he'll get a title shot.
Turns out, yes, he would. He would. Oh, no, that was the Samoa Joe bet.
Yeah.
Trent, from Best Friends. Who, in your guys' opinion, is the most underrated talent? For me, being an Aussie, it's Buddy Murphy.
He's up there. His match with Roman a few years ago was great.
It was. We thought, oh, hey, look, big things for this guy. Nope.
No.
And then he was Seth's, like, number two. Nope. Nothing.
You know who's like
the highlight of his career was fucking Rey Mysterio's daughter.
Yeah.
You know what's a good answer that I think they've underutilized him because he's been so good at such a young age is Dominic Mysterio. Yeah. I think he could be like another Shane McMahon if they used him right.
Sure. He just needs to learn how to, act.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not great, but his in-ring is fun.
Take some acting classes.
Drove Doshi, what do you guys think of the Stone Cold Jericho interview? I thought it was a little lame, no new content. I thought it was good. It was recapping Jericho's career.
Yeah.
I don't know what you expected Jericho to say. Like, WWE sucks. That clearly wasn't going to happen.
Right, but right.
He says, also, when you guys get 1,000 subs, Andrew should also spot the Austin facial hair. Because I said weeks ago on the podcast that if we get to 1,000 subscribers on Patreon, I will shave my head. That offer still stands. So we'll see if that ever happens.
Right.
And if, sure, I'll do Austin's facial hair as well. Yeah. Might as well, right?
Yeah, we'll shave the head and give you a little goatee there.
Yeah. And we'll do it all at tune-up, too. It'll be perfect.
Aww.
And he also says to those who haven't subscribed, know your role and start right now, you stupid idiot.
Nice.
There you go.
Good.
Jason Dearham, with all their friendly backstage interactions, are New Day supposed to make me and us like Riddle, or is Riddle supposed to make us hate the New Day?
Yeah. A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Right.
Mostly column B.
Little bit.
Kosi Quick, over under, Charlotte's had as many plastic surgeries as title reigns. I guess that would be more like a true false.
I think they're going to keep going ahead of each other and going over and over.
They are neck and neck at, what is it, 13?
With no end in sight.
Right. No end in sight. Dan Hankinson, a couple years ago, Charlotte was my favorite female wrestler. Wish I can go back in time and kick myself in the balls.
Mm.
Ouch. Well, at least you know you were wrong.
Well, when she wasn't, Roman, we liked Roman when he wasn't crammed down our fucking throats,
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah. This one is from You Lick Me Dick. You Lick Me Dick.
Lick it. Like a lollipop.
U-L-I-Q. Okay. That's the first name.
Right. Uh-huh.
M-I-D. IQ. You lick my dick. What's going on, guys? Love the show. Appreciate all of you. More Eric, though.
Yeah.
Thank you. Since Mortal Kombat is coming out this weekend, who on the roster would you cast as the characters in Mortal Kombat? Vinnie Mac is already Shang Tsung, obviously.
Stealing everyone's fucking soul.
Yeah. I mean, Woods
sucking
and
souls. And
Woods and Kofi are obviously Sub-Zero and Sub-Zero and Scorpion, right?
Uh-huh.
Because they already dress up like them.
Braun Strowman's basically Goro. Just needs to fucking out of your arms.
Who would be Johnny Cage?
The Miz.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sonya, Charlotte Flair, I guess.
Sonya. No. People
I'd say
like
Sonya would be Sonya.
Sonya Deville.
Yeah. Sheamus or Elias would be Kano.
Who's the most boring? Who would be Raiden? Raiden's boring.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Chris, who's an older boring? Maybe Orton. When he's a face.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point.
Chris Klim, not really a question, but you guys should do a bracket on best WWE catchphrases. If you smell, hey, yo, and you can't see me.
That's a good one.
Not bad.
That's a good idea.
That's not bad.
Eric, I don't like Charlotte Flair either, but do you guys think that's a woman wrestler that WWE has to keep at all costs? No.
No.
Again, does she draw ratings? No, she does not. They tried to put her on NXT. The ratings did not move an inch.
Right.
They did not. The meter did not move.
They're still better with her, though.
So,
are they?
Yeah.
Were the ratings better when she was gone for a month?
Are we talking about just ratings, or like are the ratings better when Seth's there versus not?
Like, are people like clamoring?
Well, no, that's
like,
the thing.
Why is Charlotte not on the show?
No one really moves the needle anymore.
No,
because the show's so bad that it doesn't matter.
Right. It doesn't matter.
So I don't know. God, I'd be totally fine with her going to AEW and starting over, but I mean, who knows? Maybe she'll want to do that because they fired her, fiance or whatever.
Fiancé.
Where he fucking posted a picture of like him picking her up, and her ass is just right in. Like, they're clearly swingers.
Like it, why does it make them swingers? Just because they show off their bodies?
No, like her ass is right in the camera. Like that's, you know, like, and then there's the one.
Like another couple,
from a couple
picture,
years.
Clearly.
Yeah. And then there's one for a couple years ago where it looked like Charlotte was giving him a blowjob on the beach.
I know. Right, right.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So who knows? Maybe that's the thing.
Jesus. You can see her anus.
Pretty much. And again, not great. All right, so make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. That is so like wrestling fans. Like, Charlotte's ugly now. I don't like Charlotte. Yes, look at her ass. Zooming in on her ass.
No, no. We're,
I've never said I don't like Charlotte.
Reply with this gif.
Ric Flair.
Rick's like,
and then finally become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. We got the AEW and NXT recaps, all the brackets, the pay-per-view recaps. We got WrestleMania Backlash. Well, that's next month. We got a special Patreon episode coming out.
Yeah, next week.
Probably next. Has to be next
week.
Yeah, so, yeah. Patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Plus, we want Andrew to shave his head, so, you know.
Sure, we get to 1,000, I'll fucking shave my head.
Yeah, we get to 2,000,
I swear, I fucking promise. So how bad do you want to see it? I'll do it.
And if we get to 2,000, I'll shave my pubes. Spoiler alert, I already do.
Push him off a cliff. Doesn't think Stacy Keebler is that high. And we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll.